Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Hard courts offer almost no shock absorption, which means your shoulder takes the hit instead. As U.S. Open season brings players back onto the court, the repetitive serving motion and powerful ground strokes that define the game also put shoulders at risk, making players vulnerable to rotator cuff injuries, labral tears, and impingement. Understanding why these injuries happen is the first step to preventing them, so you can stay healthy for the whole season. Hard courts change how force moves through the body. Hard courts generate higher ground reaction forces than clay or grass, since the surface absorbs almost no impact energy on contact. On clay, the surface gives slightly and players slide through strokes, dissipating force across a longer movement arc. On hard courts, the stop is abrupt. That energy does not disappear. It travels upward through the kinetic chain, the sequential transfer of force from the feet through the legs, core, trunk, and ultimately into the shoulder and arm. A disruption or amplification anywhere in that chain means the shoulder absorbs more than its share. The serve is where shoulder stress peaks. The serve is the most mechanically demanding stroke in tennis on any surface, but hard courts amplify its cumulative toll. Research has documented shoulder internal rotation speeds during the serve reaching approximately 2,420 degrees per second during the acceleration phase, placing the rotator cuff in surrounding structures under extreme tensile and compressive loads in a fraction of a second. A high-level competitive player can accumulate roughly 5,400 serves in a single season, not counting ground strokes, and the forces generated repeat in near-identical fashion each time. When knee flexion during the serve is inadequate or trunk rotation timing is off, research shows that the resulting energy inefficiency in the kinetic chain increases mechanical load directly on the upper extremity rather than distributing it across the whole body as intended. What gets hurt in the shoulder and why? The rotator cuff is the structure most commonly affected in overhead tennis players, along with the labrum and the structures involved in internal shoulder impingement. The rotator cuff functions not just to move the shoulder, but to keep the humeral head centered in the socket during the explosive demands of the serve and overhead shots. When the cuff is fatigued, overloaded, or already compromised, the joint loses that dynamic stability, and the risk of internal impingement, labral fraying, and partial or full thickness tears increases. Scapular position and motion, how the shoulder blade moves relative to the thorax during strokes, also plays a significant role. Altered scapular mechanics have been linked to rotator cuff tears, labral injuries, and shoulder impingement in overhead athletes, often developing gradually through repetitive hardcourt play before becoming symptomatic. From rehabilitation to surgery, choosing the right treatment. Most overused shoulder injuries in tennis players do not require immediate surgery, and a conservative first approach remains the right starting point in the majority of cases. Targeted rotator cuff and scapular stabilizer strengthening, serving technique assessment, and kinetic chain rehabilitation address the root contributors rather than just the symptomatic shoulder. When persistent inflammation is limiting a player's ability to train or compete, corticosteroid or orthobiologic injections can reduce the inflammatory burden while the underlying mechanics are corrected. Surgical thresholds come into play for structural injuries that have genuinely failed conservative management, including significant rotator cuff tears, labral lesions with mechanical symptoms, or cases where imaging and clinical exam confirm damage that is unlikely to resolve without repair. Arthroscopic shoulder surgery for these specific indications can restore structural integrity while minimizing recovery time, and the approach taken depends on what is actually driving the symptoms rather than what the surface looked like in the training schedule. For a deeper look at the research behind these treatment decisions, Dr. Cole's published shoulder research and clinical presentations reflect his ongoing work in this area, including recent work on biologics as an adjunct to rotator cuff repair. Preparing your shoulder before the season. The U.S. Open is a useful reminder for recreational players too. Hard court fall and indoor seasons often follow summer breaks, and returning to high-volume serving without progressive preparation is one of the more reliable ways to arrive at a shoulder injury by October. Building rotator cuff endurance, maintaining posterior shoulder flexibility, and addressing any kinetic chain weaknesses before ramping up serve volume gives the shoulder a significantly better chance of handling that load without accumulating the kind of tissue stress that becomes a clinical problem. Dr. Cole's shoulder video library includes surgical demonstrations and educational presentations that illustrate the spectrum from conservative management through advanced reconstruction for those who want a closer look at what these procedures actually involve. If shoulder pain during or after tennis has been lingering longer than a rest day resolves, getting it properly evaluated before the pattern becomes structural is the more straightforward path back to the court. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.